Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Amity Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Warrior Basketball. The Amity Warriors taking on the Sheridan Spartans tonight from Amity High School. And I need to make sure that my sound is good here. So give me just a second. I apologize. Got a slow assembling crowd tonight. It looks like a JV game is getting ready instead of a varsity game here. The Amity boys coming off a win last night against Horizon Christian. I guess that sounds pretty good. All right. Yeah, I guess we're good. Okay. Coming off a non-league win against Horizon Christian last night, 83-56, played that down at Harrisburg High School, so a neutral site. And tonight they go against the Sheridan Spartans, who come into this game with a 5-6 record overall, 3-1 in league, and they have lost to Santa Am Christian by a 23. They defeated Jefferson by 9, Taft by 5, and Sio by 15. So common opponent so far is Sio. Warriors beat them 67-18. So if you just go off of that, this game really shouldn't be that close. The Warriors should roll pretty good as long as they show up and play their game tonight. I had a chance to talk with head coach Devin McShane in his first year, visiting about the team a little bit and how his first year is going. And he's really pleased overall. He feels like the team is starting to come together and incorporate some of the things that he's been trying to get them to understand about team ball, really. Individual skills are one thing, but getting everybody to play together as a team the way that he wants them to play. And he was especially complimentary of several players. His names just came up as we were talking. He wasn't singling them out. We were just talking about some of them and really talking about seeing some real improvements in Trent Carton's game and JJ as well, and really talking about how if the two of those two, JJ and Trent, will play within themselves, not try to force things, not fall back into some of their habits that they pick up. And he didn't say this, so I'm going to read between the lines, but the habits that they pick up playing AAU ball don't always translate to the floor in a varsity game. Some of the individual skills do, and they come in useful, but you have to learn how to incorporate those into what you're trying to do as a team and what defenses are doing to you. And so he talked about both of those kids and their high ceilings. Hey, he's looking forward to watching them continue to develop, not only this season, with only a month left in the regular season, but also having both of them back next year along with Andrew Grove, three guys who are in that seven-man rotation that he's got going on. Ron Huber, I think he's done with his dinner now, joining me.
Yeah, but I think I'm not joining you because.
Oh, are we missing our clock person?
He didn't make the transition from that game to this game, it's okay.
So I may be losing Ron. So I'm kicking Toshi. On the PA tonight though is Mundana Varell. So she's gonna step up and help out tonight and do the public address announcing as well as keep the boys book. So appreciate her doing that. Hey, coming up a week from Saturday, Ron, is the Hall of Fame banquet. And that's gonna be held at Michael Book Golf Club. You can call the high school office and talk to Mona about getting tickets. I believe they're 25 each or 2 for 45 or 40, something like that. But check with Mona. She can get you hooked up with tickets. Should be a lot of fun. You can get a chicken dinner or vegetarian, your choice. Those are the only two choices that they have there. So I know Ron, being the big meat eater, is going to go with the chicken dinner. I am too.
So it's Tim Harsma, John Imlaw, Reggie McShane, and the woman is
Ann
Finnis. Something starts with
Frazier.
Frazier.
And she's going to be our guest speaker, I believe, also. She was kind of early on in the girls' athletics scene here at Amity in the early 70s, and was a very successful athlete and gone on to do a lot of really interesting things in life. And so it'll be fun to hear her story and some of the encouragement that she has to share. So the Warriors last night, Ron, played against a not very good Horizon Christian team, but we saw some really encouraging things. What was the most encouraging thing you saw last night?
Well, offensively, that they did the in and out.
And made their three-point shots.
Yes. We probably had more three-point makes yesterday than we had in the last six or eight games altogether.
And it wasn't just one person.
No.
We had, it was contagious.
Trent, Andrew, I think Meeker made one or two.
Mike Mather off
Mike
the bench.
Mather made
hit a couple.
Yeah.
It was very contagious. All the guards started popping that. Later in the game, Dallas Wolf had one. It seems like.
I think that's about all.
Might have been. I don't know if Evan hit one last night or not.
The other thing was very unselfish play inside. The guards hit people when they probably should have. And then the real good, there were several real good interior passes.
Devin and I were talking before the game, and that's one of the things that has been a continued challenge. He's trying to get them to understand the opportunities that are there inside if they'll make that extra pass a lot of times. And that we're still missing a lot of those opportunities, but last night was an improvement over what we've had in some games. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't see my...
Alright, looks like you're gonna be on the clock here. Let me have that. I'll just...
Thanks.
I guess Ron's off, so my wife will grab the headset, and she will talk so much. So Ron's going to go do the clock tonight. I don't think that was his plan, but that's what he's going to do. So JV boys rolled big over Sheridan. The nice thing about that is it gives you a chance as a coach to watch at least their basic offensive sets and get an idea about what they're trying to do when they run certain plays on you. Three-man officiating crew, as is the standard now for varsity games. Girls action to follow this. The girls game might be a little bit more of a challenge. Sheridan only 1-3 in league, but they have they beat Sio pretty handily. Lost to Jefferson and Santa Ana Christian, so I don't know. Maybe it won't be that much. We'll see. But the got about a minute 10 to go here before the start of this one. And we'll have starting lineups and some sort of national anthem here in just a minute. Warriors come into this game 8-7 overall, 2-1 in league, so looking to pick up their third league win. In fact, the Warriors, outside of losing to Dayton and Western Christian, both good, real solid teams, have been playing some really good ball lately. So we're going to take a quick break and be back with the start of this boys varsity game here from Amity High School, Amity versus Sheridan, after these messages on KLYC. So, three seniors, a freshman, and a sophomore. And so you get a look at what they're trying to build their program on going forward, that freshman and sophomore in the starting lineup there. For the Warriors, it's going to be Grove, Berkey, Parton, Howard, and Nyseth. Kind of the standard starting lineup. It's been fun to watch Devin kind of play with things and figure out kind of what he likes for his rotation, figuring out who he likes coming off the bench. That was another thing he and I talked about. And the first thing he mentioned about his rotation was how much he likes having George Meeker come off the bench. George just brings energy and scoring off the bench. Actually, their leading scorer this year by a couple of points. You know, it's one of those things where George gets a chance to kind of see the flow of the game a little bit, what's going on. He comes in and it just comes in attack mode and changes the feel of the game. He's also gotten that, especially on the defensive end, from Gavin Watson. And so Watson, Meeker, and Clark on the bench, the kind of part of this eight-man rotation. I said seven earlier. I meant eight-man rotation. Seven girl rotation for Jed, eight-man rotation for Devin. Here we go. Jump ball is controlled by Sheridan. Casillas with it. Casillas, top of the key, sets up the offense. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Sheridan in there. Navy blue with white trim road uniforms. They run a little weave out on top. Casillas, the senior, powerful, steps back, probably traveled, no call, misses the three-pointer, and the rebound to Nyseth. Hands off to Grove. Grove pushes quickly up the left side, gets it back at the top of the key. Hands off to Berkey, cross court to Carton. They swing it around the top. Grove directing traffic against this 2-3 zone. Grove swings to Carton on the left wing, back to Grove. Down in the corner, down low, Nyseth lays it up and in. Berkey with the assist. Nyseth with the basket. Berkey had the assist from the corner there. Nyseth sealed off on that ball reversal and a good pass from Evan. Evan, the best passer on this team, and I don't think it's even close. He threads the needle, sees the floor, does all the things you want a passer to do. There's a three-pointer at the other end missed by Deal. Rebound to Carton. He pushes up the middle of the floor, puts the brakes on over to Grove, puts up a three from the left wing. Good. Andrew Grove on all cylinders last night. Starts off with hitting his first shot, 5-0 Warriors. Casillas gets the ball to Whitrock, and he is fouled on the drive. And Grove might have got him on a trip there. Nope, it's going to be on Berkey. 5-0 Amity early here in the first quarter. Inbounding the ball, Sanchez. Gets it to Whitrock. Whitrock works to the right. Hands off to Casillas. Casillas crosses over. Gets to the foul line. Nowhere to go there. Now he jumps into Berkey. Banks it up and in. He had nothing going on. And he's going to get a delay of game warning because Casillas is, as he tipped the ball away after he made it. 5-2 Amity. Casillas, a strong-looking kid. Not real tall, about 5'11", but built more like football than basketball. Grove, left corner, drives, tries to hit Berkey on the shovel pass. Berkey and Howard with some bad spacing there. Howard with a steal going the other way. He'll drive right up the middle, takes it in. He's fouled. Whitrock with the foul. JJ will shoot two foul shots. JJ of the bright green shoes. Lime green. Neon lime green, maybe. Howard hits the first foul shot. Into the game for Sheridan, number 10, Martinson, replaces Deal. One more for J.J. Howard, Jr. J.J. buries them both. Warriors with a 7-2 lead. Warriors extend their defense here, 1-2-2 pressure. Whitrock gets it across, works to the right. Gets it back to Casillas on top. Whitrock with it. Puts up a 23-footer. No good. Nyseth high for the rebound inside. Berkey ahead to Carton. Left wing. Puts up a three from there. No good. Little short. Traced down by Berkey. Berkey back out on top to Grove. And they reset the offense. Right corner. Nyseth looking inside for Howard. Nothing there. He'll take a three. No good. Carton with a weak side rebound. Slapped away from him. Saves it out of bounds. So it'll be Sheridan basketball. Warriors with a couple of good attempts there. Couldn't capitalize. 7-2, 5:19 left to go first quarter. Warriors on top by 5. Casillas and Whitrock get it over to Sanchez. Sanchez picks up his dribble. Warriors playing the passing lane. He gets it across to Casillas. Casillas on the left angle, top of the key now. Hooks a pass underneath. And the big freshman, Verdino, scores underneath. Got position on JJ down there. He's a big kid. About 6'3". And got a little beef down there. Carton on the left wing. Looks inside. Knocked away and a foul on Verdino. As he comes across Colby's shoulder to get to that ball. Coach Grauer talking to him about how to half around there and not come from behind. In the corner, Berkey drives, Tries to get it to JJ. That one tipped away by Verdino. Picked up by Wittrock. Wittrock on the left wing with it. A little loose with the handle. Bad spacing there out on top to Casillas. Back to Wittrock. Puts up another three. No good. Nyseth tips out of bounds. No, they're going to say it went off of Verdino and out. Colby thought it was off of him. I think it was off of him. Warriors basketball, 7-4. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Carton on the left wing, on top, Grove swings to Berkey on the right angle. Skip pass, Grove, corner to Carton. Carton drives left baseline, hangs, lays it up, nope, offensive foul. And it looks like Casillas probably took the brunt of that contact. So first on Carton, second on the Warriors. Casillas walking it off a little bit, banged his right arm on that contact. Halfway through the first quarter, 7-4 Amity, 2-2-1 pressure for the Warriors. Wittrock works towards the right, back to Casillas. Casillas fakes right, goes left. Skip pass, tipped by Casillas to Wittrock. Back over into the hands of Sanchez, puts up a three, no good, long rebound to Casillas. Knocked away by Grove. They get it back. Down low, blocked by Howard. Verdina gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Austin Verdina, couple of baskets. 6'3 freshman, 7'6 game. Clark and Meeker coming in, next dead ball. Grove to Berkey, inside, Nyseth down low. Reverse lay-in, misses, gets it back. Knocked away from him, and a foul going to be called on number 10, Martinson. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors along the baseline, out by the three-point line. Berkey and Howard out. So Grove will play some point now. Grove looking to inbound along the left baseline, way out on top to Carton. Back in the corner to Grove, fakes the three, drives left, feeds Clark, lays it up and in. Great pass from Andrew Grove. Clark controls the ball at center court. Bounce pass down low. Verdina with the lay-in. Great pass. Caught Clark sleeping down there. Verdino's got six. 9-8 Warriors. That was an excellent pass from Casillas. Bounce pass from the top of the key down to the low block on the right side. Meeker out on top to Grove. High post. Nyseth back in the corner. Meeker for three. It goes! It was rattling around, but it stays in. Warriors up four, 12-8. 2-2-1 pressure here. Casillas with it in the right forecourt, crosses. The line gets it to Wittrock. Wittrock, left angle to Sanchez, back to Wittrock for a deep three, banks it in. Timeout taken by Coach Grauer. It is 12-11 with 2:04 left to go in the first quarter. Gavin Watson coming in. I don't know if he's getting Colby or Trent. 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. 12-11 Warriors, 2:04 left to go first quarter. Two team fouls on Amity, three on the visiting Spartans of Sheridan. Good student section tonight. Better than the parent section, I think. Sheridan doesn't travel particularly well. I think we'll see more Warrior fans trickle in here. This work is ending for most people for the day. So, Nyseth out, Watson in. Watson playing the high post, Clark in the low post. Meeker, Carton out on top. Back to Meeker in the corner. Fakes. Drives to Watson. Right in front of the rim. Great cut by Gavin. Diving from the top. And a good pass by George Meeker. Now it's a 1-3-1 zone with Watson on top of it. Gives him a little different look. Watson with the tip. Meeker, if he can dig it out. Jump ball. Great hustle by George Meeker. Warriors basketball on the alternating possession. Watson started that with the tip. Meeker with great hustle to get on the floor for it. Warriors up three with the ball. Minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Out on top, Grove swings to Meeker. Cross court, Carton, right corner three. Looks good. Oh, he missed everything. Looked good from here. It was wide left. And out of bounds off of Watson's hand as he tries to go up and grab that air ball. Back in the 1-3-1 here. Gavin on top of this. He hedges into one side. They break it to the middle, down low. Verdino on the baseline hits the jumper. He's their offense, folks. He's got eight. Hits a little eight-footer there along the baseline. 14-13. They don't have any depth, though, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Grove for three. No good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Sanchez. It's a drive by Whitrock. He misses. Clark with the rebound running the floor. Tries to hit Trent on the outlet. Casillas with the steal. Lays it up and in. Trying to get out and run, and they didn't take care of the basketball there. Clark and Carton not on the same page on that outlet pass. Warriors down one, 15-14. Grove, high post, Watson, trying to feed Clark. Not a good pass there, right down at his feet. Berkey in, Grove out. That's a good idea by Gavin, just not a good execution by he and Clark there. Warriors going to change their defense here a little bit. They're going to go man-to-man. So into the game for Sheridan, number 22, Trevor Norwest, 6'3", big kid. Looks like a defense or an offensive tackle. On the baseline, Casillas, they rotate it. Clark's going to get the foul as he gets a hip check on Sanchez on the drive. His first foul, third team foul on the Warriors. 12.2 to go, first quarter. 15-14, Sheridan on top. Sanchez to inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Sanchez gets it in the corner to Norwest. Back out to Whitrock. Whitrock trying to drive. Shovels it in the corner, out of bounds. 2.6 seconds to go. Good defense by the Warriors, forcing a really no angle for the pass there. Berkey to Watson. Watson puts it up from half court. Misses that one off the backboard after one. Warriors find themselves down 15-14. This is Amity Warrior basketball on KLYC. Sorry about that, folks. Coming out of that timeout, didn't realize that commercial was still running. So you had to hear both me and the commercial. Basically what happened during that time, if you weren't following, is the Warriors played bad. And gave up another 2 points. They're down 17-14 with just under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. They're really struggling offensively more than defensively at this point. Berkey on the left wing. This 2-3 zone of Sheridan giving the Warriors problems tonight. Part of it is the Warriors haven't shot particularly well. They've hit a couple of threes. Meeker will try one from the wing. He misses. Inside, Nyseth with it. Fakes. Now goes out to Berkey. High post, Howard. Finds Nyseth along the baseline for the reverse lay-in. What a pass. Howard to Nyseth, and Nyseth with a great reverse finish there. 17-16, Sheridan. Grove coming in next, dead ball. Whitrock on the Warrior head here. To my right. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. People don't know who they have, though. There we go. Now everybody's got a man. Sheridan did not exploit that. Sanchez loses it off his hands and out of bounds. Howard and Nyseth both thought they had the same guy. Somebody was wide open, and Sheridan did not figure it out. Gavin out and Andrew Grove in. Grove brings it up. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Berkey, top of the key, swings it back to Grove for a wide open three. Buries it. He's shooting the ball well right now, folks. That helps. 19-17 Warriors, five straight points for Amity. Casillas ahead to Sanchez. His three challenged. Verdina had it inside, lost it. Nyseth put a little pressure on him. Howard came out of there with the ball. Warriors with the ball on top. Grove, right angle, Berkey back to Grove. Directing some traffic, trying to get what they want here. They swing it left corner, Meeker. Drives. Back in the corner, Grove for three. I missed that one. Howard tips, and Verdino comes down with it. Verdino, good-looking young ball player for just a freshman. Needs to drop a little weight, probably. Now he takes a three, misses that. Long rebound. Meeker chases it down the corner. Verdino just needs to look like he just needs to get rid of some baby fat, and he's going to be a good ball player, real good ball player. With some conditioning issues out there, it looks like. Grove thinks about the three on top to Berkey. Feeds Howard, mid-post, turns, left hand, up and in. Went to his right, shot it with the left. JJ with 4 points in the game. Ian Nyseth and Clark have combined for 10 of the Warriors' 21 points. Casillas out in the corner to Sanchez. JJ on him, stolen by Berkey. Good defense there by Evan. Evan ahead to Nyseth. Nyseth takes it up and in on the hard drive. He's got six. Coach Grauer complaining about a travel. He's complaining mildly. And the official just points at another official and says, that's the guy who would have made the call. Full timeout taken here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. 15 remaining in the first half, 23-17 Amity. Sheridan Basketball. Warriors are on a, I believe, I have to do the math here, I think it's a 9-0 run though. It was 17-14. Casillas out on top with it. Works left, drives. Kicks out in the corner. And a three-pointer good there by Trevor Norwest. In the corner, Grove. Drives baseline, floats, misses. Nyseth with it. Back out to Meeker. Meeker, head fake, drives, hangs, puts it in and fouled. George Meeker, 5 points in the game. That was a nice attack down that left side by Meeker. A head fake at the three-point line. Got into the mid-range. Flicked up the little floater from about 6 or 7 feet. Dropped it in cleanly and drew the foul. And he buries the foul shot. So 6 in the game for Meeker. Tied for the Amity lead with Grove and Nyseth for scoring. 26-20 Warriors. Coach Grauer complaining that thinks the free throw shouldn't have counted because there was somebody at the table waiting to come into the game. And that's going to fall on deaf ears. All right, Whitrock with it. Gets it to Casillas. Casillas throws it long ahead. Sanchez tries to drive. Kicks to the corner. Norwest feeds the low post. There's a pullback. Little step-back jumper by Martinson. Misses that. And another rebound by Nyseth. He's got a bunch tonight. Meeker in the corner, back out to Grove. Meeker, down low to Nyseth on the baseline. Nyseth back out to Grove by the Warrior head. Warriors going right to left in front of us. Berkey directing some traffic. Left corner, Howard down low. Meeker hangs, misses, gets it back, puts it up, misses again. Casillas with the rebound. Boy, that's where George's bread and butter is right there. He knocks the ball away from Casillas. Casillas gets it back, tries to bowl his way to the basket. Nothing there. Good defense by Evan. Left corner three by Norwest. Misses everything on this one. And the rebound to Grove. Grove puts the brakes on, top of the key. Three, short. Carton back into the game. He's going to get Meeker out. Sheridan Basketball, Warriors in a 2-2-1 here. 26-20, Amity on top by 6. Deal. They get the ball in the hands of Casillas, back to his teammate, but picked up by Berkey on the steal to Grove. Grove lays it up, misses. Rebound put back. No good by Nyseth. Oh, tough break right there for the Warriors. Casillas trying to go left. Cut off by Berkey. Berkey, a better defender than Casillas is, ball handler. Whitrock on the right side. Traveled, got away with it, drug that pivot foot. They go high post to Mortensen out in the corner to Northwest. Back to Deal. Skips it over to Whitrock on the right angle. Whitrock crossing over, looking for some help. Picked up his dribble. Now back out to Casillas. 40 seconds left to go in the first half. 26-20 Warriors. Whitrock drives. Hangs, blocked by Howard. Good help. Nyseth with another rebound. Pushes hard up the right side, all the way to the basket. He's fouled. No call. Lays it up and in. Good job by Colby to finish strong there, because he got hacked on the as he brought the ball up. 28-20 Warriors. 20 seconds to go. Casillas throws long ahead to Norwest. Back out to Deal. Deal to Casillas at half court. Back in the corner to Norwest. 8 seconds to go. Back in the corner, Norwest for three. Hits it. They were trying to get him an open look, and we kept leaving him by himself out there. Warriors miss a long one at the buzzer. After two, Amity on top, 28-23, as they outscore Sheridan 14-8 in that second quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We will be back in just a couple minutes. Halftime here from Amity High School. The Warriors with a 28-23 lead on the Sheridan Spartans. Warriors were led in the first half by Nyseth with 8. Grove and Meeker with 6 each. Howard had 4 for Sheridan. 10 for Austin Verdino, the sophomore or the freshman post. 6 for Trevor Norwest off the bench with a pair of threes. Warriors needing to become a little bit more efficient on the offensive end and stop leaving guys wide open for threes like Trevor Norwest. He hit the first one when he came in. He missed his next two, but the Warriors left him alone, let him shoot that one again, and they did multiple rotations on that ball trying to get him the ball, and the defense finally got a little bit slow on their rotation, didn't get out on Norwest, and he got the wide open three. So, it's kind of the story of the first half. A little bit lethargic for the Warriors, I would say. The whole building feels a little bit lethargic. Maybe only a couple of real cheers the whole time. So, see if the Warriors can come out with a little bit better energy in the second half and see if they can't change the momentum in this game. Get some turnovers, get some easy baskets, knock down some threes, and put a little run on to start the third quarter to put this game out of reach. So that'll be the goal. We're going to take a break here and be back in about 5 or 6 minutes to start the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. Welcome back. Halftime here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Sheridan Spartans 28-23 in this boys' varsity action. Excuse my sneeze there. I need one of those cough buttons so I can mute that. I just have to jerk the mic away real quick so you don't have to get deafened by my sneeze. Warriors were up early in this game, 5-0 and then 7-2. And Sheridan, made some inside shots, kind of cut it down, and it was kind of a 1 or 2 point game back and forth there for the rest of the first quarter. And then second quarter, the Warriors, did a good job of kind of pulling away. They got out by as much as, I think, 8 points at one time, maybe 9. And then gave up a 3, and ended up with just a 5-point lead at the end of the first half. So we'll see if what Devin's got in store here. He tried the 2-2-1 full court press, 1-3-1, tried man-to-man, some zone defenses. Nothing was very consistent. I just don't think the energy was all that great overall as a team. So see what halftime changes the approach that the Warrior boys have here on especially playing defense. Offense, we missed a lot of shots that we should have made, a lot of shots inside. Kind of got bullied a little bit in there, I think, and didn't respond real well to that. So we will see if they can respond with more intensity, better focus. Sometimes in a dead gym, playing against an opponent that you know you're supposed to win this game pretty easily, it's just not easy to play with the focus and intensity that you need. So we'll see if maybe being up only 5 points is a little bit of a wake-up call for the Warriors. On the floor for Amity, starting lineup. Howard and Nyseth in the front court. Back court of Grove, Carton, and Berkey. Warriors will be going left to right in front of us. Sheridan with the ball. Deal turns the corner, gets to the foul line, and travel. Good defense there by Andrew Grove, staying in front of Deal. Kind of got off balance as he was trying to put a stop to his momentum. Deal, just a sophomore guard. Didn't play a lot of minutes in the first half, maybe 6 or 7 total. Grove to Berkey, back to Grove on top. Warrior head Carton back to Grove on the left side. Feed Howard in the low post. Hooks it back out to Grove for 3, short. Rebound inside. Casillas throws way ahead. Whitrock with it. Takes it in, and Berkey strips him on the way up. Flying down the middle of the floor. Evan Berkey with phenomenal hands. And just like that, Deal out. Coach wasn't happy with that turnover, I guess. And he gets Sanchez into the game, a senior guard. Sanchez started the game, but didn't start the third quarter. Sanchez will inbound. Casillas in the right corner with it. Works out around the top. Berkey on him. Gives off to Sanchez. Top of the key. Back to Casillas. Trying to turn the corner. Pulls up. Lost. Committed himself to the pass. And had nowhere to go as he jumped in the air. Howard with the steal. Casillas looked like he was going to go for a shot and then decided to pass maybe, but he was already in the air and didn't have a shot, didn't have a pass. Turns it over. Howard was fouled after he got the steal. Grove to Berkey on the right wing. Back to Grove on top. High post Howard tries to go out to Carton. Ends up being stolen by number 10, Martinson. They get it outside. Whitrock for 3. No good. Nice F high for the rebound. Hands off to Grove. Still 28-23. Carton pulls up for 3. No good. Rebound inside. Verdino. Casillas pushes up the middle. That was a quick trigger. 3 there by Carton. That's one you can get pretty much any time. On top. Casillas. Carton on him. Looking for somebody to pass the ball to. Hands it to Sanchez. Sanchez working left. Out to Whitrock for 3. No good. Carton with the rebound. Whitrock is scoreless in this game, but he's put up about 6 or 7 threes already. Low post Howard. Reverse lay-in. Missed that. Got it back. Comes out the other side with it and hooks it up and in. If it's on the left side, JJ's money. When he has to go to the right side of that rim, it's an adventure, folks. 30-23. Way to stay after it, though, by JJ and finish that play. He's got 6 in the game. Sanchez over to Whitrock. Back to Casillas. High post. Back out. Sanchez for 3. No good. Rebound inside. Verdina blocked from behind and a foul. I don't know if they're calling JJ or Nyseth on this. Looked like JJ had all ball to me. But they called him for the foul. Clark coming in. To the line, the freshman, Verdino. Good looking ball player in terms of IQ, his stroke from the field. JJ out, Reagan in. 5:38 left to go, third quarter. Verdino, one more free throw. Hit, misses that one. No box out. and they get the rebound inside. That was Martinson. Gets it out to Whitrock. Drives. Dumps down to Verdino. He's fouled and he scores. They let Whitrock drive from the elbow. And that led to one rotation, but the second rotation wasn't fast enough. The foul going to be on, I think, Berkey. Maybe Reagan. Verdino got the basket. Goes to the line. Yeah, second on Clark. He was the help defense. The second help didn't come. All starts when you get beat off the drive from the outside. It causes problems. Warriors lead cut to three as Verdino gets 4 points that time down the floor. Berkey out on top in the corner. Carton for three. Hits it. Trent Carton stepping up and knocking that down. Nice shot by Trent. Devin takes a timeout. And A.J. Farmer, I think this is a conversation about not boxing out. That's what I'm thinking that one is right there. Warriors gave up that second chance down there after the missed free throw because stepped to the basket instead of stepping back into your man. And Verdino's a big guy, 6'3", he's long. If you don't put a body on him, he's going to go up and get that rebound. I mean, one of those times I wish I could read lips so I could see what Devin is saying, but he's turned sideways to me, so it's even if I could read lips, I don't think that would have worked. 33-27 Warriors, 5:14 left to go in the third quarter. Clark, Carton, Nyseth with Grove and Berkey. 2-2-1 pressure now for the Warriors. This is why, I mean, there's multiple reasons why Devin called that timeout. Part of it was to chew him out for not boxing out a little bit. Talk about some rotation on help defense, and then to set this defense up. So Casillas with it. Gets it down the sideline. Mortensen back to Casillas. Fakes. Back out to Whitrock. Whitrock 2-3 zone now for the Warriors. Casillas hooks a pass back out to Norwest. He's their three-point shooter out there. Casillas wanted to shoot the three. Berkey right up on his shooting hand. And then Berkey gets a blocking foul as Casillas tries to get around him and reset the offense. Third team foul on the Warriors. Second on Berkey. Man-to-man now for the Warriors, I think. Clark has Verdino. Nyseth on Norwest. There's a drive. Berkey strips it away. Then blocks a shot. Oh, they're going to get a foul. That was a great block by Berkey. Oh. At the worst, it should have been a jump ball. Third foul on Berkey. Great play by Evan to block Whitrock. Berkey out, Meeker in. Whitrock misses the first foul shot. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors, I think, still coming out of this. Whitrock with one more. Hasn't scored in the game. Has not been hesitant about shooting. Misses them both. Clark with the rebound. Gets it to Carton. Carton, middle of the floor, over to Grove, in the corner to Meeker. Meeker, Clark seals off, Meeker gets a lay-in. That should be some sort of an assist there for Reagan because he just seals off the defense from being able to come and help, and it gets George that easy basket. There's an art form to sealing off and not getting called. Three-pointer by Verdino misses, rebound Meeker. Meeker, Warriors have not ran much today. A couple of times. Meeker, top of the key, swings it to Carton, right corner three, no good. Ooh, missed everything. Whitrock with the rebound, or Martinson with the rebound. Gives it to Casillas, Carton on him. Casillas backs it out, Carton accepts the challenge, he's done a good job, works right, hangs, gets it to Verdino, Clark on him out at the three-point line. Back out to Deal and Carton and Casillas, I think, are going to have a double foul here. So into the game, After the double foul comes Sanchez replacing Norwest. They couldn't get Norwest any shots with that man-to-man defense. He's really only good against the zone. So 15 foul on the Warriors, second on the Spartans. Sheridan with the ball. Sanchez on top, Casillas. Casillas wants to drive. Kicks it back out. Whitrock with it. Clark hedges. Whitrock backs it out. Whitrock still dribbling. Finally hands off to Sanchez. They're trying to get something going here off of a screen by Verdino. They get it to Casillas. Casillas backs Carton down. Kicks it back out to Sanchez. Sanchez cut off by Grove. Lobs down low. And Clark's going to foul him before the shot. Third on Reagan. Verdino is a good little post player. Not little. He's a good post player. And he's not 6'3". I'd say he's closer to 6'4". Though he does have a little bit of a fro there. So he's got some high hair. Casillas ducks the shoulder. Shoots. Misses. Carton with the rebound. So the Warriors up. Oh, and then Casillas gets a steal and makes the shot. I glanced away, and Casillas got that steal and basket. Warriors with not a good turnover after a great stop. And they just had an over and back that Carton got away with. Meeker on the left wing. Drives, hangs, makes the shot along the baseline. Again, Reagan screening out, and Meeker getting that nice little drive on the baseline. No help defense can get to him. 101, 171, I don't know what do we have. There's a drive and a shot made by Martinson. His first basket of the game. Scoreboard is incorrect right now as Ron is working on it. Got a stoppage in play with 2:10 to go. Amity. Coach Grauer got them to actually stop play to fix the score on the scoreboard, which is not, they shouldn't have done it, because that doesn't actually matter. It's not official, first of all, and it has no impact on the game. Nyseth back out to Meeker, fakes, gets inside the lane, pulls up from 15 and parries it. George Meeker doing what George Meeker does. He's got 12 in the game, 6 in the quarter. Warriors up 8. Whitrock, Grove on him. 2-3 zone now for the Warriors. Whitrock for a deep three, left corner or left angle, misses. Rebound by Nyseth. Meeker, minute 40 to go, third quarter. Meeker wants to drive, gets in, 8 feet, misses. Clark saves, back out to Carton. Good job by Reagan. Carton for three, hits it! Oh, what a big turn of events that is. Meeker airballed from about 8 feet, but a great save by Reagan. Off the hands of a Sheridan player, Carton caught it at the three-point line and buried it. Warriors up 11. Whitrock on top. Casillas from 26 feet hits it. Nobody guarding that shot. And a timeout taken by Sheridan before Warriors can enter the ball, I guess. 42-34, 109 left to go in the third quarter. Full timeout. We'll be right back. 109 left to go, third quarter, Warriors basketball. Watson in for Nyseth. Colby's first break of the second half. Warriors with an 8-point lead in the ball. That last three by Casillas, a little bit of a surprise. Haven't seen him really even attempt much from the outside. Carton to Clark in the corner. Back to Watson. Clark feeds Meeker underneath, lays it up and in. Clark, Meeker, and Watson working that baseline mid-post action. Good pass from Clark to Meeker for the lay-in. Meeker gets a jump ball. Good defense. Good sportsmanship there by the Warriors, helping up Martinson after he falls to the ground. 44-34 Warriors, 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Grove, Carton and Grove play catch out top, swing it to Meeker on the right angle, back to Grove. Grove drives, gets in deep, scoops it to Watson, he's fouled. Great pass, Andrew Grove. Watson cleared out, Grove drove, Watson sealed off on the left side of the key, and Grove gave him a nice little wraparound pass, and he gets hammered by Martinson on his way up. Watson to the line to shoot two. Buries the first one. 3 points in the game for Gavin. Deal back in. Whitrock out. One more for Watson, the senior forward. Hits them both. Warriors up by 12, 46-34. Trying to deny Casillas. He comes way out to get the ball. Casillas at the center circle. Works left. Steps back. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Martinson. Knocked it away from Carton. Warriors basketball. 14 seconds remaining. Grove brings it across with 10. To Meeker. Back to Grove on top. To Carton on the angle. Back to Grove. Left angle. Hesitation to Watson. Puts it up. Banks it. No good. After three quarters, the Warriors take their 5-point lead up to 12. 46-34. Amity will be back after this break. Amity Warrior basketball start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. Warriors with Clark, Watson, Grove, Meeker, and Carton on the floor with a 12-point lead. That five played well together there to close out the third quarter. And in the meantime, Berkey, Nyseth, and Howard all getting a break on the bench should be able to come back in and provide a closeout here down the stretch. Sheridan ball to start the fourth. Casillas getting a break. So I'm not sure who's going to really handle the ball against pressure. Whitrock gives it up to Deal. Deal. Can't believe Casillas is going to be out more than about a minute. They got Verdino back in there. Steal by Grove. Grove took it from Deal. Goes off of Deal's foot. Grove chases it down. Throws it long ahead to Watson. Watson brings it across half court by the Warrior head here. Back out on top to Grove. Grove, Carton. Man-to-man defense. Nope, zone. 2-3 zone still. They wrap it around. Watson on the baseline. Misses inside. Rebound in the air ball and laying it up and in is Meeker. Of course it is. Meeker with, I think, 16 in the game. I haven't counted in a while. My memory says 16. Full court man, or full court zone, 1-3-1 for the Warriors here. Whitrock breaks the pressure, gets in, shovels it off of Meeker's hands, off Ferdino's hands, out of bounds. Berkey and Nyseth in. They get Clark and Watson. Good job by Clark and Watson to really spur that close out of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth here. It's a 14-point lead as they leave the floor. Watson, I think, frustrated that he missed that little jumper, but it turned out okay. Meeker got the rebound and the putback. Down low, Nyseth running the post action here. They swing it around the perimeter. Three-pointer for Carton. No good. Long rebound in the corner. Out of bounds to Sheridan. 6:46 left to go in the fourth quarter. Casillas back in. Casillas, top of the key, drives. Steps through, lays it up, misses. Meeker tips to himself. Verdino can't get it from him. Meeker to Berkey. Berkey brings it across the timeline in the corner. Carton for three. Short, inside. Nyseth with the rebound. He's fouled by Verdino. Good job by Colby. Pounding that glass. Making things happen inside after the miss by Carton. Warriors buried a lot of threes last night. They've got five tonight. One by Meeker, two each by Grove and Carton. Mather coming into the game. Nyseth short on the free throw. Carton out. So it's Mather, Grove, Nyseth, Meeker, and Berkey on the floor. One more for Nyseth, the senior forward. Short on both of them. Both look good, just short. Whitrock in the corner. Deal. Back out to Sanchez on top. Casillas thought about the three. Mather right up on him now. Casillas, pump fake, misses. Nice, Seth, with a strong rebound in traffic. Berkey pushes hard up that left side, hands to Grove. Grove fakes the three, drives baseline to Nyseth. Nyseth hits the little eight-footer. He's got 10 in the game. 50-34, Warriors extend their lead to 16. Casillas, and all Warriors here in the second half. Whitrock on the left wing, steps over to his left for a three, and finally makes a shot. Whitrock was scoreless before that, even though that's probably his 10th three-point attempt of the game. Neeker fakes the three, pulls up on the baseline, misses the little jump shot there. Casillas with the rebound. Warriors up 13. Casillas, high post. Martinson drives with the left hand, beats Nyseth to the rim. Martinson's got four. They've cut it to 11. Four straight, and there's a turnover and a foul on Berkey. Mikey's pass intended for Nyseth. Nyseth was vacating the area, threw it right into the hands of a waiting defender. Warriors are going to take a 30-second timeout here. Berkey picks up his fourth foul. So right when you thought the Warriors had this game ready to close it out, they give up a couple of baskets and a three and then a two. Clark coming back in. And it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a full one also. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
4:59 left to go in the fourth quarter from Amity High School. The Warriors lead the Sheridan Spartans 50-39. Alex Martinson going to the line, sophomore, to see if he can do any damage with this 1-1. Clark into the game, Nyseth out. Martinson misses. Clark with the rebound. Good box out there by Clark. Grove in the corner. Meeker back to Grove. Shovels it to Berkey in the high post. He'll take the 15-footer, misses the bank. Clark tips, and we'll have, out-muscled. Martinson rips it away from Meeker. I thought we were going to have a jump ball. Casillas to the foul line, back out to Sanchez. Steps back for three, no good. Mather with the board. Mike ahead to Berkey. That should have been a foul, as Casillas came right across Evans' arms. The official was too close to the play to be able to actually see what was going on. He was trying to get out of the way. Got a trail by more than that, big guy. Meeker, Grove, Warriors up 11 with 4:15 to go. In the corner, Clark skips it over to Grove, left corner. Stepped out of bounds. Didn't really have a plan. He caught the ball, thought about shooting, then thought about dribbling. Closeout defense, and he just didn't have a good plan out there. Warriors a little out of sync here on the offensive end. Not just one of them. They're all a little out of sync right now, it feels like. Sanchez on the left wing, trying to get it into Verdino. He goes baseline, gets the basket, and scores. I think that might be Meeker with the foul. It is. Sanchez hasn't hurt him much today. He's got five in the game now, but he cuts it to a nine-point game. Carton in, Mather out. Warriors struggling to find. They had this, 16-point lead, 50-34. It's now a 7-0 run, and Martinson gets the rebound out to Sanchez. Casilla with it. Casillas trying to get to Martinson. Clark steals and saves it to Carton. Less of a steal than just a hustle play on a loose ball, but it goes down as a steal. Mishandled pass. Skip pass. Carton for three from the left wing. No good. Clark with the rebound. Fakes, puts up with the right hand and in. Clark with the offensive rebound and the putback breaks a 7-0 run. It had cut that to 9 points. Back to 11 now. Timeout taken by Sheridan. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take one also. We'll be right back on KLYC. Hey, folks, if you're interested in going to the Hall of Fame dinner on January, I gotta get my date right. I always do that to myself. Start to talk about something and forget what I'm talking about. 28th will be the Hall of Fame dinner. The induction ceremony will be the 28th at Michael Book Country Club. You can get tickets from Mona Hatch at the high school office. The night before, at the basketball game against Sio, we will have the introduction of that class and honoring them at halftime of the boys game here. All right, 3:20 to go. Warriors up 11. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Casillas takes a quick trigger three, misses. Grove chases it down. It pulls up across half court and slows it up. Going to run some clock and get a good shot here. Make that defense come out. It's a 2-3 zone. Grove drives and kicks to Berkey. Swings it over to Carton. Carton back to dribbles to the right. Now they go to man-to-man defense. Berkey fouled by Martinson. Reaching in. Warriors ball, 15 foul on Sheridan. Carton gets it in. Trent was a little confused, thought it was one-on-one. He was looking at the wrong foul number. They've got one-on-one, but we're getting there quick here because Sanchez just fouled Berkey. So that's the 16 foul on Sheridan. 2:47 left to go, and they have to do that. I mean, that's the only way they're going to get back in this game is to get the Warriors to the line, miss some free throws. Miss some free throws and make some baskets going the other way. Berkey walks it across half court. Now he stops. Sanchez comes out. Berkey drives on it, bounce pass to Clark, lays it up and in. Great pass, Berkey to Clark. Reagan finishes strong and high off the glass. 2.5 to go, 13-point lead. Casillas on top, fakes right, goes left, jump stop, kicks, Whitrock for three. No good, Carton with the board. Should just about do it. Warriors up 13 with 2:15 to go. Carton drives, hangs, lays it up and in. Good job by Trent. Back to a 15-point lead as the Warriors finish out this fourth quarter well. Sanchez on the right angle with it. Wants to drive. Comes off the screen by Verdino. Hangs, fouled. Sanchez will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Meeker. 1:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. Amity up 56-41. Sanchez, the ninth team foul on the Warriors. He'll shoot one on one. Oh, no, it was a two-shot foul. Take it back. Misses the first one. And a timeout taken by Sheridan. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. Devin, was not happy. He made some substitutions with about 4 minutes to go. Thinking they were going to close out the game, and then there was no energy. They were out of sync, and the Sheridan put a little run on, got it down to 9 points. He went back to made a couple of changes, got that mojo kind of back there a little bit, and got playing together again. He's found the five that he, I think, wants to close out the game with here, at least until he's sure it's untouchable. It's Meeker, Berkey, Clark, Carton, and Grove. One more for Sanchez. You know, and kudos to Devin figuring out, knowing that you just don't go with the same no matter what. Clark rips a rebound out of there and then throws it away, trying to get it to Grove. Way too much on that pass. Reagan, I think somebody might have had a hand on him a little bit because that ball came out of there like he was breaking a wrestling hold, trying to get the ball out, threw it with way too much power. But Devin kind of going with what was working as opposed to, you know, kind of his normal five. That's going to be Meeker's foul. It's his third, all of them here in this last couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. Put Sanchez back on the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 3 tonight from the foul line, so it might not be a bad foul, but it'd be nice if the Warriors would get the rebound and then not turn it over, son. Sanchez makes the first. He's got one more coming. Misses that one. Rebound, Berkey. And they don't throw it away this time. That's good. 14-point lead with a minute and a half to go. They come out to trap. Berkey skips it over to Meeker. Meeker backs it out, waits for the trap. It doesn't come. Hands off to Berkey. Berkey dribble, kick to Meeker. Meeker back out to Berkey. Carton with it on the right side. Drives on Sanchez, gets fouled. So it'll be a 1-1. Sanchez rolled an ankle on that. He's going to come out of the game. Have a hard time walking off. Back into the game, Norwest. Carton to shoot 1-1. Minute 12 to go, 14-point Warrior lead. Carton hits the first one. 9 in the game for Trent, trying to get to double figures here with this free throw. And he does. Both of them perfect. Minute 11 remaining. Fourth quarter. Warriors up 16. Norwest for 3. Misses. Clark with the board. Gets it to George. George leaves it for Berkey. Fakes right. Goes left. 55 seconds to go. Carton turns the corner. Drives. Leaves it for Clark. Lays it up and in. Clark with 8. Nice assist by Trent. 43 seconds and counting to go. Warriors up by 18, largest lead of the game. Casillas crosses over, drives, jumps into Berkey. Berkey gets the foul. That'll be his fifth. Casillas is a tough cover. He's very strong. He's pretty quick, and he just kind of bulldozes you on his way to the basket and kind of forces you to try to stay with him physically. Howard in. Berkey out with his fifth foul. Casillas shooting 2. Misses the first one. Casillas with 9 in the game. Senior guard. 33 seconds left to go. Cesar Casillas has 10 points in the game now as he buries the second one. Carton into Meeker. 30 seconds to go. They continue to pressure the ball. Meeker to Howard. Dumps it to Carton. Carton starts to dribble. Now backs it out. Working on Casillas. Picks his dribble up. Over to Grove. Grove will hold it. His clock winds down. Verdino comes out. Thinks about fouling him. Grove dribbles away, and that'll do it, folks. 7 seconds to go in this one. Verdino says, I'm not going to let you shoot, but 60-43, the final here from Amity High School. The Warriors roll in the second half. They were up only 5 at halftime. They win this one by 17, and in the last couple minutes were just some free throw shooting contests and some foul fest a little bit, but solid win for the Warriors. Did what they were expected to do. They were down 1 after the first quarter, outscored them by 6 in the second, took a 5-point lead to 12 by outscoring them by 7 points in the third, and then outscored them by another 5 points in the fourth quarter. I'll come right back. Awesome scoring totals for you here in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back. Amity Warrior Boys with a 60-43 win over the Sheridan Spartans. Amity was led tonight by George Meeker with 16. Carton had 10, Niseth 10, Clark 8, Howard 6, Grove 6, Watson 4. For the Spartans, they got 14 out of their freshman Austin Verdino and 10 from Cesar Casillas, their starting point guard. Good win for the Warriors. Took care of business. Did what they were supposed to do. Finished the game well in the fourth quarter. Good coaching adjustments by Devin McShane all night long. Figuring out what's working, what's not working. And that's what you're supposed to do. When you're the better team, they're making adjustments. They're getting some things going. You just make your adjustments and take care of business. That's what the Warriors did tonight. A very business-like, especially second half. All right, folks, we'll take a break for a few minutes, play a little music. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, get you set up for the girls game here on KLYC McMinnville.